There has been fallout following our conversation yesterday with a man called Christopher Logan. He was in that social media video in which he confronted a Cape Town pub about why his friend, who is black, Thabiso Dankar, was not allowed into his club, allegedly because he did not have a white person to escort him in. They've seen plenty of controversy, plenty of criticism labeled at the Hank's Old Inn or Old Pub in Bree Street. It is a venue that has been known for its live jazz in particularly. And since then, a project, Norwegian South African project called Concerts SA, who had used the venue to perform and to showcase live jazz events, has since pulled their support for the project at that particular venue. Joining me now on the line, Atiya Khan, who is a entertainment and music journalist who covers the live entertainment scene in particularly Cape Town. Atiya, thanks so much for joining us. You've written about this over the last 24 hours. We've seen many people in music, in the live entertainment business, saying that this isn't necessarily an isolated incident at this particular venue, but speaks to a deeper malaise in Cape Town, particularly when it comes to hospitality sectors, when it comes to live music venues, when it comes to pubs and restaurants. So this is not an isolated incident, and this is what has been festering in Cape Town for time immemorial, one would ask, since we are a colonial outpost. Good morning, Atiya.
Good morning, Lester. Mm. Thank you so much for having me on the show. Mm. Yes, you know, I think that when something like this happens, it's all too familiar to us, which is very sad, because for the people of color working and making a career within the music and art scene in Cape Town, there are several gatekeepers that always keep us kind of a little bit behind. Hanks is by no means the only venue in Cape Town that is known for this. There are others that, since the time I've been working as an arts journalist in Cape Town, there are others that the same sort of, like, it kind of plays out in the same way, where a bouncer who more often than not would be black is suddenly bouncing black clientele, and there's fights kind of emerge at the door, and often, more often than not, they don't get reported on. I guess in the age that we're in, we have things like videos, and once you see the video, it's really hard to kind of back down from that, even if there is some kind of rationale, which, you know, there usually isn't. But, you know, I always say that Cape Town is still stuck in apartheid a little bit. We've got the colonial hangover. We've got the repercussions of apartheid. And it's one of the few cities that have seen very little transformation in various sectors. So, as music and arts journalist, I can speak to the fact that the jazz nights at Hank's were very different to the other nights that they had there. Yeah.
Has there been a response? I've mentioned the response from Concerts SA, which was a musical product project, a South African Norwegian collaboration using that venue to host big name South African jazz artists at that particular venue. Had you had any response from other musicians, particularly over not only this incident, but this air in which you write of Cape Town still living in a what you say is an apartheid city, where this is not an isolated incident, and this seemingly happens every single day in the city of Cape Town?
Yeah. Okay. So there's a few things, and I feel that, you know, there's context that needs to happen to the situation. For instance, what many people don't know is that the owners of Hank's are not booking the jazz musicians. There's an external person, promoter, who has a slot for the Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And he has since issued a statement saying that he will no longer be doing events there. But this point is very important. And I think most media and mainstream media are missing this point because they probably seem to be confused. Like, how could Black artists and audiences be allowed in on some nights, but other nights not, right? So, the jazz nights are a very, very special part of our Cape Town nightlife. They used to be free Tuesday night events, and you could go and see like some of your favorite artists playing on it every Tuesday night. It was a regular thing. And then I think through COVID, they started charging for it. But still, it like jazz has always been music connected to multiculturalism and inclusivity. It had a mixed crowd always, of a crowd. So the Tuesday nights were basically very, very different. And they were very different because they were booked by a different person. And also somebody who hosts events around the city and somebody who brought his event to the space. What happens then, though, is you end up, ultimately, the musicians are being used not only to get in a hip, diverse crowd, but also to make money at the bar. The musicians get paid, people watch the band, everyone wins. Now, the venue itself hasn't issued a statement, which is completely bizarre at this point. What they've done is gone the censorship route. They have made their online status closed so that people can't leave Google reviews because they were getting too many negative Google reviews. They also have stopped or disabled their Facebook comments because people were very angry. They've kind of taken off their Twitter profile. You know, they've just gone the censorship route. And Real Wired Music, who was responsible for the jazz, has said that he won't be doing events there anymore. I have personally spoken to and reached out to a lot of musicians because there was an excellent lineup for December. Some really, really brilliant musicians on the lineup, including artists who were visiting from Joburg. And, you know, I reached out to them to alert them to this because I'm like, well, the first thing that can happen is it would not be right for a Black artist to be performing in the space under the circumstances.
But if you say, Atia, that this is an underlying current in all of Cape Town's hospitality, live music, bars, pubs, culture, then why should any musician of color be playing? Why should any promoter be asking any musician of color to be playing in Cape Town at all?
Because it makes them money, right? Right? Mm. I mean, firstly, as a music and arts journalist, I can tell you there are certain places in Cape Town that have only booked white bands, right? The second thing is, a lot of this racism, it doesn't, you know, it's a very... Of course, they can't put it in written policies. You won't really find it in writing. But we keep coming up against the same issue. So through this incident, various stories have come up about the same owner, you know, owning a club where also homophobic and transphobic policies were in place. There are various people are just so, it's such a familiar story. Where the idea that I'm kind of getting is that it's not an official policy in place. It's just something that's kind of said. I don't know if it's between owner and bouncer, but ultimately what needs to be happening is that if venues are going to be more inclusive or if venues have realized what can happen, if this even was a misunderstanding and it never had the opportunity to be cleared up, which obviously we don't believe it is, but venues have an opportunity to, from the top down, make very clear their door and entry policies.
Atia Khan, she is an entertainment journalist who covers Cape Town nightlife, writing that the incident at Old Hank's, or Hank's Old Irish, is nothing that is new to Cape Town. But again, many musicians, many platforms, many promoters have decided to pull all support of that venue. I'd like your thoughts on Cape Town's nightlife, on its night scene. 021-446-0567. But 20